The Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Malvi Mohammed bin Salih, has explained the rationale behind his call for political groups in the country's tertiary institutions to be disbanded. In an exclusive interview with Ibrahim Kwating, Malvi bin Salih attributed the intolerance and mischief in the country's body politic partly to the activities of these groups, whom he claims seem to have taken over the role of the National Union of Ghana Students.
The call for political groupings in our various universities and colleges to be disbanded is informed by the fact that there is some increasing negative tendencies on the part of the youth when it comes to matters of politics. And the student front, as we knew it to be some time past, to be the front which students used to attend to affairs that had to do with student affairs and in preparing themselves for leadership roles in the future, has rather been eclipsed. The real National Union of Ghana Students has completely been eclipsed now, and in its place we have the various political parties forming their own wing organizations, which for all intent purposes is political. We're going back to the days of the Soviet Union, where political brainwashing was a tool used by politicians for various purposes. The various political groups that we have in the campuses, they see themselves as rival grouping of one another. That is the beginning of conflict right at the campus, number one. Number two, they are indoctrinated politically, not on matters of civic education. If it's a matter of making the student patriotic, to know what he is and what duties are expected of him as a national, as he grows up. The political brainwashing is to the extent that when they get out of the universities and the colleges, they refuse or they are not in a position to compromise whatsoever with any other view coming from anywhere, regardless of whether the view that the other person is expressing is firmly grounded or not. You come out from the university only to find that your commitment is only to a particular form of political ideology, which is not in the best interest of this country.
Monitoring the airwaves, many people believe that your call is a step in the right direction, but others also think that it will amount to infringing on the rights of these groups because we have freedom of association enshrined in the constitution. Wouldn't that be an infringement on freedom of association?
It is for us Ghanaians to decide which way to go, because we're talking of a holistic matter. Freedom to assemble is there. Freedom to believe in whatever you want to believe is there. And you are free to move about too. But like as it is normally said, that the freedom to stretch your arm ends where my nose starts. So if we must give you the freedom to associate, then without taking into consideration whether it augurs well for the freedom and safety and peace of this country or not, will you therefore be saying to mercenaries who would want to group or antisocial elements who will want to form their own groupings, and they tell you that they have freedom of association, are we going to allow them, because they have that freedom to associate, to group, form guerrilla groupings, and come out with machine guns to attack us?